Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733 as we launch here into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. 855-450-FREE. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features we give to you there. You can actually create the content on the site as well. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, worth sharing, you can just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will then appear in the upcoming stories page on the site, where it will await enough votes to make it to the front page of the site. And perhaps to the top of the site, which means we're more likely to see it, talk about it on the air. Other listeners are more likely to see it and enjoy it as well. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there. You can submit things to the site. You can also just vote if you want. You can go and click on the upcoming stories page anytime and see what's fresh, see what other listeners have submitted, and then register your opinion about it, whether you like or dislike it. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Let's go right into your phone calls and then an update on what's going on in Tampa with the Republican National Convention and the Ron Paul activists. The Ron Paul people are definitely in town. But what sort of shenanigans are the Republican old guard going through to prevent Ron Paul and his folks from having any influence? We knew they were going to. We'll explain to you what's up. First, Jack's on the line listening to WWCK in Flint, Michigan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jack. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, man. The reason I called was I didn't know if Sherry was on. I tuned in late, and I called in about the Black Regiment. But before I get into that real quick, I just want to make a comment on the news. This guy, Neil Armstrong, first guy that says, you know, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Mm-hmm.
I think NASA mooned America, and they say he died of complications to heart disease. Well, there, I don't know if you guys have heard of this, Dr. Graveline, who is a retired NASA physician who is afflicted with a statin pharmaceutical-induced Lou Gehrig's type of affliction. So I suspect Neil Armstrong, if he obeyed his physician's advice, he was probably on statin pharmaceuticals, and that's the complications of heart disease.
Well, wasn't he 82?
Are you suggesting there's a conspiracy behind Neil Armstrong passing away?
I mean, if they wanted to take the man out, they wouldn't have waited until he was 82.
Oh, No. I'm not saying conspiracy. Don't get me wrong. I'm saying this is status quo, modern pharmaceutical hypocrisy practices. No, I watch my mom and my dad go down the toilet with all these pharmaceutical chemicals. It's in the PDR. And this Dr. Graveline, you can go to spacedoc.net sometime. I've got it memorized. spacedoc.net. But when you were interviewing Sherry, I suspect she brought up Tom Crier, truthattack.org.
She did not.
Attorney. She did. Well, speaking of a high-profile hero in that realm, Tom Crier, about 2005, friends of his were badgering him about the fact that as a lawyer, he was not taught, the real truth about, you know, statutory code facts. He finally goes in, law library, checks it all out. He says, you're right, I've been duped. So he stopped paying the IRS's fraudulent extortionary tax. And they came after him. He went to court. He whipped them in court. And then he produced a 110-page memorandum of law, which he had on his website, truthattack.org. Now, Joe Bannister and Sherry were interviewed by Alex Jones a couple weeks ago, and she briefly went into that. I was surprised that Jones didn't get into that big time, but he didn't. And I wish you guys would, because a 110-page memorandum of law, Sherry would know all about it. She brought him up. She also brought up one of my other heroes.
Said this Tom Crier won in court?
Oh, absolutely. He was a tax attorney from Louisiana. In fact, he originally had a website called TeaPartySquare.org. And what Tea Party Square was about, he would go on a tour. He would go into cities where he had contacts. He would put on a seminar. He would go on talk radio interviews. And this was what he was doing for like don't know, 5 or 6 years. And Sherry knows all about it.
Well, she's gone right now, and you seem to be a fan. So what was his approach that worked when everyone else's didn't?
Well, I never got his 110-page memorandum of law. I don't have a computer, believe it or not. I haven't been in a financial situation. I've had numerous health afflictions to overcome, including diabetes, which I finally did.
I'm sorry to hear about that. You know what? I'd recommend you can go to your local library. They do have computers there, and you can do more research. Apparently,
yeah.
Tom,
yeah,
I just went to his website, and he did pass away this year. So, unfortunately, we can't ask him personally what his experience was. But thank you for the call, Jack. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. He said it was truthattack.org, which is where I went to learn that he has passed away.
The United States didn't land on the moon. Statin drugs will kill you. And you don't have to pay income taxes. That's three hardcore conspiracy theories in less than, 2 minutes there? It's a lot for people to accept. If you're going to be a conspiracy theorist, here's a little hint. Pick one. Stick with it.
He did sort of allude to the whole moon landing.
America got mooned.
Yeah, I felt like that's what he was doing, and I just didn't want to.
I'm just saying. You know, I mean, you know, nobody's going to take you seriously if you hit him with three conspiracy theories that quick.
Yeah, Steve is listening to WGMD on the FM band in Delaware, Rehoboth Beach. Hey, Steve.
Hey, bud. My phone's acting up. This is the third time I try to get on air. Listen, all I want to say is, as far as taxes and stuff like that are concerned, it's important to remember that money really doesn't carry any value at all. And if you put emotions behind money, you're going to end up hurting yourself and others. It's really important to remember, render unto Caesar what is his. If you're stuck subject to money, then you are still subject status. Even if you want to be a free sovereign American, even if you want to be something that is more than what the system entails for you, you have to free yourself of the need for money first. The goal,
what does that mean?
Unfortunately, it means you have to use it for a little while. Unfortunately, it means that you have to gain capital in order to become self-sufficient. And once you're self-sufficient and once you can remove yourself from the grid, that is when you can go and not pay taxes anymore and remove yourself from society and cast lots. You have to remember, render unto Caesar what is his. That's
okay.
Their money.
I really hate that. Look, Caesar didn't earn my money, and neither did the United States government. Just because
what
they issued.
Caesar made your money.
Well, look, there's currency of value out there. You can use gold, you can use silver, you can use bitcoins, and I can tell you the United States government claims that anything of value that comes to you, and I don't care what it is, if you're doing barters or whatever, they believe that everything that you get of value is theirs. So when you say render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, the United States government believes that everything you do that creates value is theirs. So render it to them.
Give it to them. Who cares? That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I know it's a lot.
I care because I don't want criminals to have what I can put to better use for myself and the people that I care about.
Agreed. Agreeable. Completely. But you have to remember, if you base your self-worth and your ability to provide and care for others in things and in money, you're only hurting yourself and you're deluding yourself. And that's where you're hitting a wall with having no recourse but to fight these people. You have to be nonviolent. You cannot fight in order to continue.
I agree with that. I don't agree with fighting at all.
But you don't have to lay down and live in the dirt. Look, my son needs things. I've got to work in order to provide them for him. If somebody in my family becomes ill,
go out and pull the things he needs from the land.
Mark, can you get some medicines from the trees?
I'll tell you what. Why don't we just move down to South?
Get medicines from everything around you. Where do you think they come from?
Well, how can you be calling the show tonight? I mean, you sound like you're an expert on these matters, but if you had moved out into the wilderness.
I am 22 years old, and I am currently using my capital to try to get free of this system. I am so close. I am very, very, very close.
Best of luck. Let us know how it works out for you, Steve.
Living by candlelight. That'll teach the United States government. I'll just have nothing.
It's true. If you have nothing, they can't.
They really could care less.
So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. But I don't want to live the life of an aesthetic.
Yeah. No thanks.
You know? 1-855.
Wear a hair shirt, too.
This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything, even kooky conspiracy theory. 1-855-450-3733. Take control of these airwaves and join us on our website. Over at freetalklive.com, we've got news updates. You can get signed up for our emailed updates, and you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get involved in any of those. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Poker, specifically Texas Hold'em, has really become popular. A lot of people, before the United States government outlawed banking organizations doing business with online gambling, so she really enjoyed going on, putting a little something at stake when they gambled. Well, now there's a way you can do it. It's Seals with Clubs online Bitcoin poker. Now, Bitcoins are a peer-to-peer open source currency on the internet. You can get them by going to bitinstant.com, and I'll tell you about them here coming up. But Seals with Clubs, they don't want to know all about you. You just need a username and an optional email. No bank info, no credit card info, no documents ever. This is one of the real advantages to Bitcoins, is you don't need a whole bunch. It's basically cash for the internet. If you need to find out more about Bitcoins, we'll talk about it next segment. Deposits are instant. Cash outs are always on the same day. And even if you don't have Bitcoins yet, you can come check it out at sealswithclubs.eu. That's seals like sealswithclubs.eu. And we have they have free tournaments every hour. They pay Bitcoins to the winner. So you can go there with no money, win Bitcoins in the tournaments at sealswithclubs.eu.
It's amazing. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. Of course, the Republican National Convention is about ready to kick off in Tampa, although I believe headlines over the Drudge Report are saying that apparently they are going to be holding off on that due to the hurricane situation. So apparently they're delaying the start of the Republican National Convention. But some of the questions have been, well, what shenanigans will the Republican National Committee pull in order to put a stop to Ron Paul and his supporters?
They didn't seem to pull out any stops as far as this went.
They always have something up their sleeve. And the Ron Paul guys, you got to hand it to them. They did a great job at really owning the primary process. They knew what they were doing. They knew how to take advantage of the primaries and the caucuses, and they knew all the rules, and they knew how best to position themselves for maximum results, maximum success. We saw Ron Paul actually win the full amount of delegates in some states, and managed to even pull delegates in some other areas as well, where people just weren't expecting Ron Paul to do as well as he did. Maine was one of those states. And according to
many of these states, the primary or the whatever caucusing went on, these were just beauty pageants, and the choosing of the delegates was going to go on later, and that's what happened in many of these states. That Ron Paul was able to go in and use the actual process by which they were going to appoint delegates and go in and sweep after somebody else won that particular caucus or primary.
Right, so they won the entirety of the state of Maine.
Yep.
And I believe Maine's a caucus, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
So they won the entirety of the state of Maine, which meant that all of the delegates from Maine were going to be Ron Paul delegates. And it wasn't just Maine. There were some other states as well. They did hit the five-state mark, correct?
That's right. Well, Louisiana now, was another one.
Yep. Well, now, according to DailyPaul.com, which is kind of like the go-to site for all things Ron Paul-related, according to a post there made yesterday by Ginger Taylor, and there's no citation here, so I don't know where this information is coming from, but according to Ginger Taylor at Daily Paul, the RNC has voted not to seat the elected Maine delegation and not to follow Rule 13, which will allow the remaining five delegates to vote on who to seat in Tampa. The RNC will choose the delegates from Maine. So therefore, Ron Paul's supporters from Maine have basically been shut out, at least according to this report, have been shut out from being delegates at the convention. And they're just going to appoint somebody.
Yeah, it's funny. They've just got their little rules, and what are you going to do about their rules? It's the Republican Party. I'm not even sure they're breaking any laws. So if the Lions Club want in your town, or even the National Lions Club wanted to do something, and they just did it, they're only breaking their own bylaws. What are you going to do about it?
Well, speaking of the rules, Mark, according to BuzzFeed in Tampa, the Republican National Convention Rules Committee has voted 63-38 to approve a new rule allowing granting the Republican National Committee and Mitt Romney sweeping new powers to amend the governing document of the GOP. The move came at the encouragement of Mitt Romney's supporters on the committee, including Romney's top lawyer, Ben Ginsburg, who stressed that it would grant flexibility to Romney and the committee to adapt to changing political environments.
Well, this is the biggest concern that they have right now with this convention, is the Ron Paul people are rabid in their support. There's no doubt about it. And they don't want it to look like anybody's supporting any other one of these politicians besides Romney. Romney's the only guy you can support. This is your giant douche for whom to vote. You have the choice now between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney, a giant douche and a Kraft sandwich. Pick. pick, because it's the lesser of two evils. You now must choose. One of these people is terribly evil, and the other one's, you know, sort of bad. So go ahead and pick between, pick the sort of bad guy, because you know you've got to do it. What about those darn Supreme Court justices? Well, I'll tell you what. It's a Supreme Court justice from George Bush who got us in this mess.
The rule that they voted for, Mark, it allows the RNC, the Republican National Committee, to amend the party's rules without a vote by the full Republican National Convention. Which, of course, they couldn't possibly do because there could be Ron Paul people at the Republican National Convention.
Sure.
So let's just make it so the committee, the, you know, the executives of the group, are the ones that can amend the party's rules. And it offers the Republican establishment a new tool to keep at bay Tea Party initiatives that threaten to embarrass or contradict party leadership and stray from a planned message.
Yep, so much for the idea that this is a government of the people, by the people, for the people. I mean, you know, it's just another one of those steps down the road to tyranny. And it's amazing that Americans just keep falling for it.
Yeah, we gotta pick this guy from this party because the other guy from the other party is just awful and crazy.
So, Mark, do you still, I mean, there's a little bit more here about this, but essentially they have voted themselves the ability to change the rules without going through a full vote process, as the way it's always been, I guess, up until now, where they had to ask the entire convention to change the rules or amend the rules. Now just the committee can amend
those
rules.
Too dangerous to let those unwashed masses
do any
of that voting.
They prevented Ron Paul's delegates from Maine in full from being voting at the convention. And this is the tip of the iceberg. You know, the convention hasn't even started yet, so they're already setting the new rules into to play here a few days beforehand. And so I have to ask you, you were of the opinion not too long ago that those Ron Paul people, they're going to take over the Republican Party and they're going to change things.
Oh, I see.
Do you think that that's still possible?
Okay, so you're talking about from the grounds, the grassroots level. I think that they could do stuff on the state level. Sure. I think that what the Ron Paul people have done in the Republican Party is amazing. It makes what went on with the moral majority in the late 80s look pathetic. And I think that they really could do something on the.
Well, you said that you qualified it now by saying they could do something at the state level. You know that's possible. Because they're doing it here in New Hampshire, where the Republican Party has been infiltrated very significantly by liberty-minded people. So, yes, I think that's true. But do you have any belief that the national Republican Party will in any way be shifted by these Ron Paul people?
Maybe decades out. It could be.
855-450-FREE. Decades out, I hope the federal government doesn't exist anymore. 1-855-450-3733. Maybe you're in Tampa, and you can update us on what things are like. They got the Paul Fest going on. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. We're talking about the Ron Paul situation as the Republican National Committee scrambles to change the rules, exclude as many Ron Paul people as possible from the convention, basically make it so Ron Paul can have as little of an impact and his supporters can have as minimal impact as possible on the status quo and the way things have always been with the Republican Party. We'll continue with some of their other shenanigans. I've been digging around here on the Daily Paul site to see what other things they've been reporting on today. Because the two things we've told you about thus far, the main delegation being wiped out, which was all for Ron Paul previously, as well as the rule change that allows the Republican National Committee to make changes without having to ask the entire convention to approve them. This was news from yesterday, so there's more news coming in today. We'll share that with you here in moments.
BitInstant.com is the place to go if you want to get Bitcoins. We were just talking about sealswithclubs.eu, which is an online poker place where you can use Bitcoins to play poker and win money and, you know, have that money, and that money is Bitcoins. If you want to get Bitcoins, and they are a new internet currency that's peer-to-peer and open source, it's mathematically impossible for anyone to counterfeit Bitcoins. It's impossible for them to mess with your account. You do your own banking with Bitcoins. You keep them in your computer, if you wish. I mean, there are certainly places you can keep them online. I recommend keeping them on your computer safe. But you can get Bitcoins by going to BitInstant.com. They've got more than 750,000 locations worldwide where you can go. You'll go to BitInstant.com. You'll get a code. You'll take your money to this place. You'll deposit it. No one's going to ask you for any ID. It's completely anonymous. You deposit your money, you'll have Bitcoins in your account by the time you get back to your computer. It's BitInstant.com.
All right, we're going to continue. We'll give you more Ron Paul news in moments, but first to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Mr. Bob, listening in Indy to WXNT. Mr. Bob, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, just living the dream. Hey, I got...
right on.
I might be a little ignorant because, you know, I don't have as much education as you guys.
I went to community college, man.
Yeah, we've just been on the air and been schooled by our listeners. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm told my vote counts, but it doesn't, correct?
Well,
because
I mean...
this electoral college.
Okay, so... Usually when people are talking about voting, they're talking about in the presidential election. So
right.
yes, you're going to vote for somebody who's in the Electoral College and the Well, okay, if you were to vote, you would vote for somebody who's in the electoral, will go, you know, represent, you know, your candidate in the Electoral College, and the chances are very high that they will vote the way you wanted them to vote. They may not, but they could, and they likely will. But the, you know, majority of the states out there where people are, they're not even, you know, they call them battleground states where people, what are you calling from, Ohio?
No, Indy.
Okay, so, you know, stay at home. It doesn't make a difference. In New Hampshire in 2008, and this was a battleground state, Barack Obama, I think, won by 60,000 or 70,000 votes. So if I were to have changed my vote, like I could magically go back and change my vote and every person that I've ever met in the state. I could take not only my vote, but every person that I've ever met and change their vote, too, to whatever candidate I want, it still wouldn't have changed the outcome.
So it makes no difference.
Well, I mean, it's just, right, and chances, statistically, the chances are you voting doesn't matter at all. Unless your candidate wins by one vote, which in a presidential election is really unlikely, then it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Now, if you're involved in local politics and you think there's some chance that you can make some kind of difference on a local level, then yeah, I think that your vote matters. But
okay, I'm 43. I haven't seen a change in my life in my 43 years.
Okay.
I don't care Republican, Democrat, whatever. I think it's a big game, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, whether you vote for one scumbag or another scumbag, evil is going to prevail.
I'm done. I'm abstaining.
I don't blame you for it, Mr. Bob, but there has to be something else that we can do besides just abstain from the voting process, because whether you abstain or not, they're going to continue doing their tyranny. They're going to continue hurting peaceful people. They're going to continue extorting.
You will achieve nothing by voting,
and you will achieve nothing by
not voting.
I need to get educated, actually.
Here's where I would suggest you start. Go to Dr. Mary Ruard. She's got a great book called Healing Our World, and you can actually read it online for free. The older version, she's got two versions, one from the 90s, one from the aughts, and you can read the 90s version, which is still an excellent book.
Yes, it's fine.
For free on her website. If you like it, I recommend you pick up the aughts version. It's been updated. There's new statistics and some new information in there, and it's a really great book that kind of gives you the basis for the ideas of liberty, and I highly recommend
it. And if you really want to do something, there's only a few options. The Free State Project, we picked up and moved 6 years ago for the Free State Project, and, you know, here, your vote actually does matter.
Here in New Hampshire.
If you believe in liberty, and I don't know if you do. I mean, we've just been talking about the value of voting. It sounds like
I would like liberty.
yeah, it sounds good.
Me too.
But, you know, here in New Hampshire, we've had 14 Free State Project members, voted into the House. I think it's actually more than that if you add them up. And we have more than 100 candidates that were endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. So that's a quarter of the New Hampshire House is, you know, liberty-minded. So you've now got the libertarian veto in place in New Hampshire. 12% of the state budget was cut last year. Tell me the other state that had any kind of cut.
And those are all just a handful of the political successes we've had thus far. Mark, I was out last night with the Keene cop block. As we hit the streets, there were 8 or nine, I think maybe even 9 people on the streets of Keene. We had 2 cars with two-way communications communicating back and forth. We had a dispatcher. We had a guy on a motorcycle, and I was on a bicycle. We had literally an entire crew of Keene cop blockers out and about last night.
I'm sure you did that fun.
And it was fun, and I had a nice conversation with one of the police officers. We got a lot of footage, plenty of footage of the cops breaking their own rules, like running through stop signs and things like that. Even got interviews with some of their victims, like the college kids that were having parties because the college kids are back in town here.
Can I ask you like one question real quick?
Yeah.
Is there a bunch of hotels like open?
Is there a bunch of hotels open?
Yeah. So if I come to New Hampshire, I can come and have a place to stay.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, there's absolutely places to stay. And actually, if you go to the forums over at the Free State Project, go to forum.freestateproject.org and also forum.shiresociety.com. There's some sections there that'll give you, you know, possible rooms to rent and things like that, because obviously if you rent a room, you're going to be staying for a lot cheaper than, you know, staying at a hotel or something like that.
I don't like where I'm at.
Excellent. Well, check out freestateproject.org. Learn more about a movement of thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people all converging to the same place. Because the fact is, when you get people of the same mindset together, it makes a difference. Whether it's the Mormons moving to Utah, the hippies moving to Vermont, or the people moving to this country many decades ago.
Can I do a few out before you pick me up the phone?
Quick.
Glenn Beck claims to be like a libertarian.
I don't think so either. Bob, thanks for the call, man.
You suffer, so whatever.
I'm with you. Thanks for the call, dude. I really appreciate it tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, I think that Glenn Beck, from the time that I've listened to his show... And
yeah, I think he's morphed into far more liberty-oriented than he was in the past.
I think that's true.
I think he takes a much more populist populist conservative sort of angle.
It's also coming at kind of like the prepper angle, too, right?
Yeah,
like
he's got some of that going. And, you know, I've got certain amounts of, sympathy for many of these different areas, but, all kinds of hosts are out there claiming libertarian, Bortz and Beck and Dennis Miller and... There's probably a few others, and mostly
they want to know a principle if it hit them in the face.
Well, I think it's tough. I think they have to compromise themselves. So they feel like if they want to be on mainstream radio, they need to compromise. And
maybe they're just unprincipled.
Yeah, but as far as I'm concerned, you know, bureaucrats and the government doesn't get efficient when you put guns in their hands. And usually these conservative types really love the military and cops and firefighters. I'm a firefighter. And, you know, basically people who work for the government do the tough jobs. And, if it's the government and the government's inefficient and wrong and evil, then all of it is.
More time coming up for you and your thoughts. The toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's a live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-3733-855-450-FREE. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And we invite you over to our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that are waiting for you there. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners, which include dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, and if you're a lady listener, details are there as to how to become part of the Shrine. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Oh, and don't forget, you can support the show, too. You can do that by becoming an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We'll take that $3 in, we'll invest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board as well, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. In fact, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, before we get right back to your phones, welcome our listeners to News Talk 1410 WDOV in Dover, Delaware.
Sweet!
So we got Wilmington and Dover now on board, as well as the Rehoboth Beach area. I think we might almost have the whole state of Delaware covered at this point. So welcome aboard to everybody in Dover. You're going to be hearing us on Saturday nights live in Dover, which is always great. So welcome aboard, 855-453. If it's your first time tuning in, you definitely have already figured out that Free Talk Live is not your typical Republican/Democrat talking points, talking heads radio show.
Definitely different, yeah.
We are focused on you and what you want to discuss, and then we address the issues from a pro-liberty perspective, which you just don't find out in syndicated radio. Let's go to continue here with your phone calls. Robert is listening to XM's Extreme Talk in Louisiana. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Just great.
I was going to tell you, also, I'm really glad that y'all are live on Saturdays and not tape delayed like the rest of the week.
I am glad as well. And we're also live on Sundays on Extreme Talk on XM.
Good deal. I was just going to talk about that convention thing. I figured that Ron Paul's people would actually be able to, you know, win the convention and push Romney. That's going to happen now, huh?
I don't know if there's any you know, stops they can pull out, any cards up the sleeves of the Ron Paul guys. I mean, they certainly know the rules of the Republican National Party. They certainly know how to work the system. But the fact is, as we've seen here, the system has a way of preventing itself from being modified in any significant form. They are trying their damnedest to protect themselves from a Ron Paul takeover. And it looks like they're doing a decent job of it. I mean, they've disqualified the entirety of the main delegation. They will be appointed now by the RNC, which means they'll be appointing all Romney people from Maine. And they've changed the rules to where the Republican National Committee can make their own rules without having to go to the full convention for approval. And there's more shenanigans as well, if we have a chance to share them with you. There's a Rachel Maddow report where she talks about how apparently the Republicans are going to move the vote to a time when there's no TV coverage in order to hide Ron Paul, whatever results he might have in that vote. And there's some other shenanigans that they're doing as well, which we could share with you. But your thoughts, Robert?
That's about right, because look what they did to our delegates here in Louisiana. They completely threw them out, basically, too, in Shreveport.
They arrested them.
Yeah, they arrested, like, the head of the delegation, right?
Yes, sure did.
I mean, we'll
stop at nothing.
We will stop at nothing in order to control this process. I mean, you know, it's a free country of the people, by the people, for the people, all that bull crap you learned in school. Anybody who's paying any kind of attention knows that it's a lie.
You're right. I'm about ready to give up on it all. I'm just sick of it.
I heard you, Robert. I would say don't give up to completely. Go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about that. As I understand it, the Free State Project is at the convention. Actually at Paul Fest.
They've had more than 60 signups.
They're at Paul Fest, and that was, what, as of today and yesterday, more than 60 signups?
I thought it was just today.
Just today, And I heard that.
I'll need to get confirmation.
Well, I heard that number earlier today, too, so presumably there's more since then.
Robert, I heard it earlier today, too.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. In fact, since he brought it up, let's continue here. Here's a portion of the Rachel Maddow report about what's going on at the Republican National Convention. This is from MoxNews.com.
Caucuses. Ron Paul supporters use the party political process to win delegates from multiple states for Ron Paul anyway. There are almost 200 Ron Paul delegates at the convention this year because of that, even though he didn't win any states. But yeah, that is probably never happening again, because Ben Ginsburg just pushed through a new rule that basically says when a candidate wins a Republican Party primary or caucus, they get the corresponding number of delegates, period. Full stop, end of story.
So, new rule. No more futzing around after the fact of somehow, you know, finagling delegates after a candidate hasn't completely won the state.
Well, I got to say that that's, you know, that sounds more fair to me, but that was what the process was. The Ron Paul delegates won the process as the process stood. I'm sorry the process stunk, but you set up the process the way it was.
And then they changed
those
the rules
were the rules
the
of the game, and we're going to play baseball.
But they did.
If you want to go back and you want to change the way things are played, you're not playing baseball anymore.
They're playing politics, Mark.
Yeah.
Unlike baseball, right, where there are rules.
Stealing and lying and just pretending like it doesn't matter.
Republicans also moved up the day that Mr. Romney will technically be crowned the Republican nominee. That happens at the roll call, and that was supposed to happen on Wednesday when it would have been broadcast on the networks live. They've now moved it to Monday instead, when there will be no live network coverage, which takes care of one little optics problem they were worried they might have. As the New York Times put it, some supporters of Mr. Paul have been pushing to make their voices heard during the roll call vote. Several supporters have signaled their interest in making their admiration for Ron Paul all known on the convention floor.
So therefore, if that was to be seen on television, it would reveal that it's not a Romney convention.
Yeah, and you know, it doesn't make me feel good that it's Rachel Maddow is the one that has to report this stuff, but you cannot count on, I mean, all the ones that
she's been doing a good job reporting on Ron Paul.
Agreed, but she's only really doing it to cause FUD.
Who cares?
Fear, uncertainty, and doubt on the Republican side. That way Obama will have a chance to win. But when it comes to the Fox guys, I mean, you know, this isn't journalism. Journalism reports the news as it is, and Ron Paul won five states and had all kinds of delegates on his side, but, you know, the Republicans don't care.
Oh, Maddow's frozen. So, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, I'm grateful that...
out on the convention floor, but not when the network TV cameras are there to show it. Thanks for playing, Ron Paul supporters. The Republican Party is still trying to wish you out of existence.
You know, kudos to Maddow, Mark. I mean, you got to give credit where credit is due. She's been following the Ron Paul
Would
situation.
She do it if it was a liberal in the on the Democrat side? If
probably
Dennis
not.
Kucinich was giving Obama a good run on his side, would Rachel Maddow step up to the plate and do the right thing then?
Seems unlikely.
I don't know the answer.
I don't know her, and I can't comment for sure, but you're probably right. It seems unlikely, but again, I'm going to give her credit where credit's due. She didn't have to cover Ron Paul, and she has been, so good for her. Let's continue here. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So if you know of any of the other shenanigans, because inevitably they're not done yet, I'm sure they've got some more tricks that they're going to be trying to play on the Ron Paul supporters, try to keep them out physically from the convention. Who knows what, because again, the convention hasn't started. It hasn't even started yet. The Paul Fest is going on all weekend long. Ron Paul's going to be speaking tomorrow at Paul Fest, and that's, of course, going to be huge, and a bunch of people are there for that. So if you're there, if you're on the ground in Tampa, let us know what the scene's like. In the meantime, let's continue. We've got Chris on the line listening to WNIS. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, earlier when I turned it on, I heard you talking about the man that won his tax case. He's featured in a movie called America Freedom to Fascism.
Tom Cryer was in that movie? I didn't know that.
Well, they what they've done is they've made everybody a corporation. They took your name and put it all caps on your birth certificate.
Yeah, that's an interesting theory. I've heard that theory before, and I've investigated it, and it certainly is fascinating, but it doesn't seem to have any reality to it.
The little red numbers now, you can find yourself on the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, can you?
How so?
Well, if you go to usaversusus.info, there's a place right there that will show you how to do it, or you can find a good stockbroker and take them numbers.
So all the stockbrokers know that we're all owned by the government, that the government claims to own us all?
Well, I reckon you're not supposed to know.
But the stockbrokers do.
Well, if they've ever looked up them numbers on your certificates, I'm sure they would.
So then you've used this theory successfully to get out of the system then, right, Chris?
Well, the thing of it is how do you make them do anything?
Ah, exactly. So really, it's all a bunch of nonsense. I mean, again, like I said, it's an interesting theory, but they have men with guns and cages, so you can tell them all you want about how you're not the name that's in all capital letters, which is what the advocates of this theory suggest you do. You just go into court and tell the judge that you're not that person, and that they'll just go ahead and dismiss all the charges, and oh, darn it, you beat the system, but it doesn't work that way in reality. Chris, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 1-855-450-3733. For all the people making claims
you've
about...
tried stuff like this.
I have. For all the people who are making these claims about these conspiracy theories, you have to have real proof that they actually work before anyone really should take you seriously about it. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control here. 1-855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Tired of that same old government-free baklava from Mandrick? How about trying Stateless Sweets government-free fudge and caramel? Stateless Sweets are made with real ingredients and prepared fresh for delivery to your home. Order them as a gift, a well-deserved decadent treat for yourself, or catered for your next event. Go to statelesssweets.com. That's statelesssweets.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.